Good morning. We got everybody in here? Everybody ready to go? Well, today we are kicking off the 2016 Live Healthy Iowa 10-Week Wellness Challenge. This is a special year as it marks the 15th anniversary of this challenge. It was originally launched as Lighten Up Iowa. I'm proud to say that I was involved in the initial planning for Lighten Up Iowa, and today it has grown to one of the largest statewide wellness initiatives in the entire country. Back in 2002, as a board member of the Iowa Sports Foundation, I sat in on a strategic planning meeting where Live Healthy Iowa, originally Lighten Up Iowa, was born. Live Healthy Iowa was created in response to the growing problem of obesity in our state. Obesity is not a standalone problem, but leads to many other health issues. Since I retired from Des Moines University and moved back to Terrace Hill, I still have access as a retiree to the DMU fitness facility, and I was there at 6 this morning to work out. So I'm really proud to do that. I try to do that 4 or 5 days a week. I personally have participated in Live Healthy Iowa challenges over a number of years and have managed to lose weight and keep it off while being physically active and eating healthy. But as I told Chuck Long this morning, I'm still 8 pounds above my Army weight. So we're going to have a team in the governor's office this year, and I hope to make that last 8 pounds, which seems to be the hardest. I found that being on a team brings accountability, responsibility, and it results in a motivated, inspired individuals on the team, all encouraging each other. It's just like team sports. Each year, the 10-week wellness challenge helps many Iowans get more active and take ownership of their own health. Last year, more than 180,000 Iowans of all ages participated in the Live Healthy Iowa Challenge or some event associated with it. We hope even more join us this year to become healthier. Today's kickoff takes us a step closer to becoming the healthiest state in the nation. Making Iowa the healthiest state in the nation is not only critical to our economic viability as a state, it's important to the quality of life for our citizens. And now, I'm honored and pleased to turn it over to my partner, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, to tell you more.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Governor Branstad. Live Healthy Iowa's 10-Week Wellness Challenge really offers a venue for friends, families, businesses, and communities in Iowa to come together for some healthy competition. The team-based challenge efforts offers participants the motivation, accountability, and support to achieve those personal goals. Live Healthy Iowa is proud to share stories of participants, such as that as Melinda from Fairfield, Iowa, and this is one of many across the state. But Melinda joined a Live Healthy Iowa challenge in preparation for her 30-year class reunion. After years of struggling with her weight, she made the decision to start making healthier choices. Melinda joined the local rec center and made the commitment to consistent physical activity. She battled through obstacles and roadblocks, including an illness, which sidelined her for nearly 2 weeks, but with the support of her team, family, they helped her get back on track and back into her routine. At the end of the challenge, Melinda reported that she had lost 22 pounds, but even better, she was continued to the commitment of consistency in exercise. Melinda also celebrated the fact that her family had joined her along the way. So, you know, wellness is not just a destination, it's a lifestyle. As we continue to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation, we must look for ways that we can help us, that will help us achieve our goal. So we urge all Iowans to please consider joining the Live Healthy Iowa 10-Week Challenge as a way to begin and start your own journey. And so now I'd like to introduce the Iowa Sports Foundation CEO, Chuck Long.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. From playing quarterback to collegiate coach to CEO, Executive Director of the Iowa Sports Foundation, the home of Live Healthy Iowa, I understand the importance of living a healthy lifestyle. Whether you are a recent college graduate, a working parent, or a retired athlete, making healthy choices should be a priority in your life. Join us, rally your team, and register for Live Healthy. For Live Healthy Iowa's 10-week wellness challenge, it's a simple and affordable opportunity to change your life. The challenge begins today. Thank you to the thousands of Iowans who have already committed. If you haven't registered, there's still time to join us as registration remains open through February 7th. For details or the sign-up, check out our website, livehealthyiowa.org. Thank you, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, for your support. Also, my thanks to our proud sponsor, the Iowa Food and Family Project, and our partners, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and the Iowa Department of Public Health. And we're going to get that last 8 pounds off of Governor Branstad. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, questions on this subject? Are you all awake here today?
They're all forming their teams. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Well, we're very excited about this, and this being the 15th year, we've come a long ways, but we know we still have a ways to go. I feel that way personally, and I think it's a great way to do it if you can do it as a team and have people that are encouraging and motivating you. Questions? Chuck, you want to answer that?
Yeah, we feel that you've made your New Year's resolution, and this is a great way to back it up right after your New Year's resolution. What's that resolution usually? Hey, I want to get in shape and lose weight. So we have a program that inspires people and you know, to sign up. It's a 10-week wellness challenge. We feel that's a great time frame to start your weight loss or nutrition, and it's really just to get you started. You have to continue it, obviously, throughout the year, but it's a great way to get you started to get in shape and live a healthier lifestyle. And with Governor Branstad's brainchild 15 years ago, and now it's grown to a great way over 15 years. It's had sustainability, but we feel this is a great time frame to start it right after the new year, and get you right from the winter through the spring and keep you going.
They do have information on the website, livehealthyiowa.org, kind of motivational material and ideas that you can go to on a regular basis that can help on this, as well as, you know, having a team that you can weigh in with and things like that. All of that is part of making this a real team effort. Other questions? Well, I'm very proud to be governor of the leading renewable fuel state, and I'm proud to stand up and support all of those jobs at the ethanol plants, the biodiesel plants, the people that are working to make wind turbines and blades and towers, and the farmers who are getting income from selling their corn to ethanol plants and buying DDGs to feed their cattle. This is important to our state's economy, and I want to make sure that the voters of Iowa are knowledgeable and well-informed on all the candidates, and that they get out and vote in those caucuses, because it's critical to our economy. Maybe the media in the East Coast and West Coast don't care about renewables, but Iowans do. And it's really created a lot of jobs in our state, and we're proud to be the leader. I talked about this in the Condition of the State address. You drive down the roads in Iowa and you see these wind turbines. That's income to farmers, it's revenue to local governments, it's jobs for the people that are making the component parts and the people that are involved in the maintenance. So it's critically important to our state's economy, and my job as governor is to fight for and stand up for things that are important to my state, and certainly farm income and jobs are among those. No, come to Iowa, but stand for things that are important to our state and our country, and reducing our dependency on foreign oil, and becoming a healthier state in terms of renewable energy that's made from wind as opposed to from coal, having more of our fuel come from renewables like ethanol and biodiesel, and all of that stuff is important to this state and this country, and We think it's important for the candidates to know. And I think most of the candidates have come to that realization and understanding, and I think the people of Iowa need to know where they stand. Well, we're saying the voters of Iowa will make their choice. And I just want to make sure it's an informed choice and that people know where the candidates stand on things that are important to us. The renewable energy standard, the RFS, it's critically important to our state. Ever since the EPA reduced it, the price of corn has plummeted to below the cost of production. That has hurt not only farm income, but it's caused layoffs by John Deere and Kinsey Manufacturing and others. It's critically important that people know the impact of those kind of decisions. I'm very disappointed with the Obama administration. He campaigned as somebody that supported ethanol and renewable fuels, and his EPA has not supported the robust renewable fuel standard the Congress approved. The other thing that national media doesn't get, this is not a subsidy. The subsidy on ethanol has been gone since 2011. This is all about access to the market. And the oil industry, the oil companies, control the market. So what we're doing, that's why we're promoting things like E85 and E15 and flexible fuel pumps, so we have that available. If you drive around here in the state of Iowa, so you have to look at what the price of gasoline is. And you see if it's E10, it's cheaper than if it's regular gasoline. If it's E15, it's cheaper yet. If it's E85, it's cheaper yet. If you have flexible fuel pumps, then you can choose the exact blend you want, and they tell me that E30 is about where you get the best mileage. So I just want the consumers to have the choice. I want them to know how important it is to our economy. I've been supporting and advocating on behalf of ethanol, biodiesel, wind energy, and now solar all the time that I've been involved. And I'm really proud of the leadership the state has provided, and we lead the nation in renewables, and we lead the nation with the Iowa caucuses, and we think it's important that the candidates understand that and how important it is to our state and our economy and jobs.
Isn't it a departure for you to back a candidate?
I'm not backing any candidate. I'm just advocating on behalf of my state and recognize that renewable energy is critically important to the economic growth and success of the state. I stated that in the Condition of the State Address. I stated it at the Renewable Fuels Summit, and I've been to most of those 10 summits we've had. And so it's not surprising. Nobody should be surprised. This governor is proud to stand up for and fight for jobs in this state and for farm income.
Do you regret saying Pedro should be defeated?
No. I think that I just gave an honest answer to a point-blank question. And you know me, that's the kind of person I am. I have these press conferences every week. I answer your questions. So they ask me a point-blank question. I give them a one-word answer.
Do you intend to go to a Trump rally? Some of your Republican elected colleagues have done so. Jeff Kaufman did Sunday. Chuck Grassley did Saturday.
Well, first of all, I've encouraged all the candidates to come to Iowa early and often. They certainly have responded in a very positive way, and I've gone to events with various candidates. I'm not taking sides. I am trying to be a good host. I'm encouraged about the tremendous amount of campaigning that's going on in our state. You know, we're in the final week here, and I would just tell people that the only poll that counts is the one they take caucus night. A lot can happen between now and then, and my focus is to try to get the biggest turnout we've ever gotten and encourage voters to go and cast an informed ballot, whichever party they choose to caucus with. Because it's important that, and one of the reasons why we have this First in the Nation caucus, the Republicans and Democrats have worked together. We have the caucuses the same night, and we've worked to try to maximize turnout. And I think this year we're going to see a phenomenal turnout. Hopefully we'll see a record turnout, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Would a Cruz victory or a Sanders victory threaten Iowa's legitimacy as First in the Nation?
Well, I think I'm not going to try to make those kind of judgments. And I first of all would recognize that a lot of people are really upset with Washington, D.C., the lack of leadership in the nation, the fact that we feel our security is threatened because of the lack of leadership from the Obama administration. We see a national debt approaching $19 trillion. We don't have leadership on renewable energies like ethanol that I think is important. And so I think a lot of people are upset, and they're looking for change, and they're looking for leadership. But I leave it up to the voters to decide which of the candidates they think has the right vision and plan to lead America. Well, it's interesting. I'm being attacked by Hillary Clinton, and now I'm being attacked by a lobbyist group that's supporting Ted Cruz. But I think the people of Iowa knows, my constituency are the people of Iowa, the farmers, the people that work at all these renewable fuel plants that make all the component parts for wind energy, and I'm proud to stand for the people of Iowa, and I think the people of Iowa recognize that these are false attacks and that they are just desperate politicians who want to score points with certain people by attacking me. But listen, I've been attacked, and I've been attacked regularly by a lot of people, but that doesn't bother me because I recognize my responsibility is to the people of Iowa and to be an advocate and a supporter of things that are important to them, economic opportunities, good jobs, farm income. Those are the things that Iowans care about.
Have you and Congressman King talked?
Yes. Yes, we had a really good conversation, and we're longtime friends. So, this caucus is going to be over a week from tonight, and we're going to continue to be friends.
But this week you're not.
Well, listen, when he had a real tough challenge for Congress, I encouraged a couple of my staff to come and help his campaign, and they did, and he was successful, and we've continued to work together on a lot of things, we had a really, I think, constructive conversation.
That's a good friend. Do you don't mind what he was saying about Eric?
Well, I don't ever like to see anybody attack any member of my family, and I'm proud of what my son has done. He's worked, with a bipartisan group supporting the Renewable Fuel Alliance, and I think they've been very effective in educating Iowa voters of both parties on issues. And, Patty Judge is part of the group, and there's a lot of Republicans, there's a lot of Democrats. And renewable fuels has never been a partisan issue in Iowa. When I ask the Iowa legislature to pass resolutions supporting a robust renewable fuel standard, it passed both houses unanimously. So this is not a partisan issue. And I want to make sure that we continue to focus on Iowa and growing the state's economy. I mean, Senator Harkin and I and Senator Grassley and now Senator Ertz and our congressional delegation, all of them, all four, Democrats and Republicans, have all been strong supporters of renewable energy. And I want to keep it that way. And it's important. We just need to do a better job of educating those people that come from the outside that are not very knowledgeable or ill-informed, that think there's some kind of subsidy, which there isn't, on ethanol. No, that's what I recommended last year, too, that it go to the regions to make the decision. That's what I recommended last year as well. Yes,
okay.
Right. Well, this is a very tight budget. There's a lot of things we'd love to have done. We didn't have the money to do. I had to really stretch and not do a lot of things in order to recommend the 2.45% supplemental state aid in addition to the $53 million that schools are going to get for teacher leadership and compensation. So we just had a limited amount of resources available, and we weren't able to do everything that we'd love to have done. But that's the nature of it, and my responsibility is to put together a budget that's not only balanced but is sustainable for the long term, and we have a we project 5 years into the future.
Given what happened
last summer, was that the right? Well, we want to do everything we can to be prepared. We're working with both the USDA and with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and with our emergency management, our Homeland Security emergency management people to be as prepared as we can be.
The House will be debating the SSA later today. Are you hoping them to see 245?
Well, I'm hopeful that the House and the Senate can work out their differences in the near future and that we can get supplemental state aid for schools resolved in the very near future. Well, I made my recommendation, and now I recognize the legislative process, and the two houses are going to go through this. But my hope is that they can come together, and I think that what we've recommended, considering the financial circumstances the state is facing and how much money is available, I think is a very generous recommendation. I think it's important to look at the impact it's going to have and what it will mean for school aid next year and in the future. What I've been told is that it would basically wipe out the opportunity or dramatically reduce our ability to provide additional funding. And I always try to look at it not just 1 year, but the whole picture. And you know, so not only the fiscal year 16-17, but 17, 18, 18, 19, and beyond. And so I think it's important to look at whatever they do in that field. And that's one of the reasons why I recommended what I did. Well, sure, I'd love to couple, but we didn't have the money to do it. And so we're coupling where we can, but not with 179, just because we feel that that impact on the budget would really make it impossible for us to meet the goals that we have for education funding and elsewhere.
Thank you, Governor.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, I totally agree with that. Why would we give our money to Indiana when we need our money here? And was hoping that you would support SF 2109.
I'm not sure what that bill is, but we'll be glad to talk to you.
Spoke